This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I am reflecting on the idea, when the scales of justice shift. It was about 11 months ago I asked the question, when will the scales of justice shift? And I was, of course, making reference to Derek Chauvin, the Minneapolis police officer who murdered George Floyd, but who also had 18 previous complaints filed against him, but was still allowed to serve as an active duty police officer. And incidents like these can prompt you to ask the question, when will change occur? We turned to the scriptures and reflected on Habakkuk's story, as he too felt he was living in a day of turmoil and he believed his prayers weren't being answered by God. He complained, "O Lord, how long shall I cry for help and you will not hear? Why do you idly look at wrong?" He also believed that God was allowing sin to go unpunished and believed that God's inactivity caused the injustices of the day to become even worse. God told Habakkuk, though, "For I am doing a work in your days that you would not believe if told." And sometimes we wonder how much more has to happen before God takes action. Be inspired today as the scales of justice shifted this week and humanity prevailed. And as you reflect on that, remember these words, "For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay." Habakkuk 2:3. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Bluestar Blessings and subscribe to the Bluestar Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, the scales will shift.